My 5,000-euro house is turning into something beautiful.
First, my neighbor Chris and I are going to build the frame to this deck. The wood I bought is not treated.
Green.
So we had to do that ourselves.
Trust me, I'm a pro.
After that, Chris ran a string along the concrete piers we created to see how in line everything was.
Bruh, that's not even close.
And that is up to Chris to figure out. While he was doing that, the guys from Saramatti came back today to finish the facade. These two small terraces needed to be done. The technique was basically the same as the rest of the house. Just a little bit thinner rock wool, cetacete mineral wool, and adhesive. They saved the terraces for last because it required some very precise cutting. Every little gap needs to be filled so everything looks uniform. They even had to do the ceiling, which I didn't know they were going to do, but what a nice touch. But they weren't just working on the terraces today. Everything else needed to be lined up and all of the corners needed to be made straight.
Wonky construction.
They had too much rocky when they built this up.
Every single day we're working on this project, I'm just amazed.
Whoa, the net's coming out!
It can be hard for me to imagine this house actually being finished, but every day there's meaningful progress to getting that done. Let's check back in with Chris. Yep, it looks like he's been able to get most of those main beams in place.
That's solid!
After gently persuading the last few beams into place, it was time to secure them down with nuts and washers, starting by creating holes for them to actually go, with the chainsaw and then the chisel.
I've done a little woodworking before.
This was a simple task that ended up taking most of my afternoon, but it will be totally worth it in the end, as now we're going to put in the crossbeams, simply using friction and really long screws.
Every tool is a sledgehammer, if you think hard enough.
And a chainsaw is the only saw you need. This is the start of what is going to be an epic hangout spot. Back to the facade crew.
Oh wow, look how pretty that is.
They were just getting rid of all of that horrible blue color. And they were sharpening up the staircase. This is another thing I didn't expect them to do, but they want this house to look nice. I cannot wait to see the final product.
All the way down.
At the end of the day, the house was looking sharp. Every corner, every windowsill, every door frame was looking all squared up. Just a few more layers to go.
Follow this page to see what happens next.